Next up is item six, East Texas Fish Hatchery, Steve Whitson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. I am Steve Whitson, the Director of Infrastructure Division. This agenda item asks for your approval of a bond resolution that requests the Texas Public Finance Authority to proceed with the financing and sale of $15 million worth of revenue bonds for the construction of the new East Texas fish hatchery to be located near Jasper. We anticipate the design of this new facility to be complete this spring and the construction to start next summer. In the last session, the 79th legislature approved the appropriation of freshwater fish stamp revenue to fund the debt service for the issue of these revenue bonds. The staff recommends this morning that the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopt the following motion. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission adopts by resolution Exhibit A, the resolution authorizing a request for financing and the execution and delivery of documents required to affect such financing. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, Steve? We went over this in some detail yesterday and further. I do have someone signed up to testify on this. If you'll stand by, Steve, Mr. Will Kirkpatrick.
Commissioner, my name is Will Kirkpatrick. I live on Sam Rayburn. We first got involved in financing for this, for the hatchery, when I first got appointed to the Freshwater Advisory Board 6 years ago. And the question was, how do you pay for it? And we suggested then, we being board members, that the anglers would pay for it if they were asked and if it was done in a prudent manner. There's a couple things we need to look at before we get into this. Is the state of Texas, from all reliable sources, right now has 22 million people. By 2040, we're going to have double that. And right now, there's no water going to come out. There's no big reservoir planned. Rockland is being worked on, but it's not here yet, and I think all of us will basically be gone when Rockland gets built, if it gets built. So we've got no water. The water, I've worked on water boards, local water boards. I've worked with the LMVA, the Corps of Engineers. Water's going to come out of East Texas. We're the only ones that got it, sustainable water. In the last 3 weeks, we've had just over 24 inches of rain in East Texas. I got 10 inches in 5 hours. And that's why they're going to move water. We know they're going to move water. I've seen the water transfer plans. It's coming to Houston. It's going to San Antonio, but it's going to leave East Texas. The level of Sam Rayburn is not going to be what it is right now. I've worked with the LNVA, and they've assured me that we're going down at some point in time. Had they not put in the saltwater intrusion barrier, this year we'd been down approximately 11 feet. 11 feet would have put us down to about 154. So it's going down. Yesterday, Commissioner Holmes made a statement that says, at what point does extra cost override the decision to proceed with the project? And as we get into this, hopefully within 3 minutes, we're going to talk about some of that. Attachment 2, Commissioner Brown, we used your letter because we keep one copy of each letter that Commissioner Brown's out, but we keep one copy of each letter, and being B, he gets to be the one we keep most of the letters of. And in this, we've highlighted, this is a letter to you, to the commissioners, and said, I would strongly urge you and your fellow commissioners to go to an accredited outside source who has no ties with the area and with TPWD for professional information on this subject. On down, Mr. Grosher was asked by an entity, the people with the Chamber of Commerce, what they could do to help provide funding for an economic impact study that was done. They told him that they would fund this study. About a year later, Phil called me and asked me whatever happened because he'd never got a phone call. I called the people that made the statement. We have this. I have a bad habit of taping meetings. We have this statement on tape that they said they would provide the funding. They said they would not provide. They couldn't do it. We set up a meeting with Lufkin and T.O. Smith and I went to Beaumont. We met with the LNBA. We had the meeting in Lufkin. Commissioner Parker, you weren't there, but it was a full meeting. And they came up with $26,000 for the funding. Of that, Jasper paid in a whopping total of $750. Attachment 3 is a letter we sent to you, Commissioner Fitzsimmons. And what it talked about was the four things that provided, we're going to provide water with gravity flow, offer the largest land area, the site is flat, suitable for ponds, and the value was $4 million extra. It became known that gravity flow was not possible. The first gentleman that told me that is Robert Stroder, professional engineer. He is the general manager of the Lower Nation Valley Authority. True pumping costs still aren't known yet. Still aren't known. I spent a little over an hour with Mr. Saul yesterday. The information's in here with Mr. Saul yesterday. And I told him that our feelings have changed. You've got all this, including due diligence, in your book. I would ask you to look at it. If you have any questions, this is the book that covers the hatchery. And if you have any questions, you contact me. We'll get you another copy of whatever thing you want. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kirkpatrick. Anyone else signed up on that issue? Any questions from any of the commissioners on this? Bill Montgomery.
I wonder if either Steve or Phil could address some of the physical and logistical concerns raised in the water flow issues so we've got it on record.
What specifically, sir?
I take it the allegation is we don't have adequate water to serve the hatchery here.
Well, you know, we know we're not going to have, and it's not gravity flow, it's gravity flow, but we have to have a siphon to get started. And we've had three separate engineering firms evaluate the site to see whether or not a siphon is or was going to be something that we could count on. And all three of them have said that they've actually given us projections that are better than our initial projections about how much siphon we were going to be able to use.
Chairman. Ned, go ahead.
Phil, part of the rationale for this site was the gravity flow, albeit started by the siphon. If you took that out of the analysis, would this still be the site you would select?
Let's just put it to you this way. When we looked at all the sites, they were very, very equal in terms of what they were providing. There wasn't anybody that was providing anything that was much different than anybody else. They were providing land, they were providing water, access to water, access to the property. They were all going to clear the property for us and get it grubbed and ready for construction. And we have some very good sites. I mean, the site, Mr. Kirkpatrick's site that he was focusing on at St. Augustine was a very good site. The thing that made the difference, because everybody was so close, we put a focus on long-term operating. To be honest with you, we never expected to have the potential to have another site where we could get gravity flow. That's very rare when you build a hatchery. And I said, like I said yesterday, the big cost of running a hatchery is pumping water. So the ability to have a place where we could pump, we wouldn't have to pump as much water was a big plus to us. And that was what really made the difference. And like I said, we've had three engineering firms that have verified that this can happen, and it will happen. Whether we removed that from the, I just don't remember, sir. It's been 2 years since we've gone through this. I don't know if we've ever looked at it that way.
If I understood what you said, was that most of the applications or a number of the applications were basically similar or equal in value, with the exception
right. equal in value. This was the big factor.
I don't have any objection, Mr. Kirkpatrick.
The big hold up for everybody is your attachment 7 in the book. And attachment 7 is an article out of the Jasper newspaper that they do not have the money to build a highway to get to this location. It's 4,000 foot. Mr. Holt, I know that you can read topo maps. And that's a big ditch they got to cross. And there's articles in there where they're talking about they're going to build a suspension bridge. They've got to cross that. The project basically shut down right now because the Corps of Engineers sitting in Galveston hasn't got all the permitting information they need for that location. But Jasper says they do not have the money. Mr. Cook says, and that's in there, that they agreed that they would build the highway. Is that correct? They're going to build the highway. That's what they said. They do not have the money. In that article, which is a direct quote from, I called the newspaper to make sure it's correct, was that they are negotiating with TCWD and TxDOT to build that highway. The governor's staff and our upcoming state senator says TxDOT does not have the money to build it. We don't have the money to build it. We don't have the money to take care of our parks. Jasper doesn't have the money. So how are we going to get $2 to $3 million to build a bridge and a roadway down in there if they don't have the money? Mr. Holmes, that's what I said when I asked you. It's a tough question. You know, what are they going to do? You can't build the hatchery if you don't have a road to get there. Thank you. If you have
Thanks.
Any questions?
Thanks, Mr. Kirkpatrick. Phil, let's let Phil respond to any questions you've got.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, when we got the proposal from Jasper County, they told us they were going to build the road, provide access to the site.
That was part of their offer.
That was part of their offer.
Right.
And they have assured us that they're going to build that road. I mean, they signed the agreement. They have followed through on every other part of their agreement to this point in time. And they assured us they had the money to build the road and they were going to build it, and I don't know what else we can do. They're in the process right now of getting a road design, and they, our intent is to see them build that road.
That's their obligation.
That's their obligation.
All right.
Mr. Chair.
It's a contractual obligation. Okay.
I'll come another point.
That part. Okay.
And Mr. Kirkpatrick's point is that he doesn't believe they can satisfy it. We'll see.
Well, but they, yeah.
We'll see.
We all sign contracts, and yeah,
we'll see.
They will deliver.
John?
I would just like to point out that we had the groundbreaking ceremony at the decided line of Jasper County, that all of the officials from setting and Tyler counties were there, county judges were there, county commissioners were there, their the mayors of the main city were there, and while they their proposal was not accepted, and Jasper County's law, the county officials
of Sabine and Tyler
were there, and they were happy
with the location.
They understood that it was the best
deal
that we could come up with the most efficient spot to have this.
I agree with you, John. They came here and testified to the commission in unison. I think the question today on this agenda item is the bond resolution. And as Peter Holt just pointed out, it's a contract. And as I understand it, Steve, for us to satisfy our portion of the agreement, we've got to move forward with the bond resolution, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Yes. I'd like to make a motion.
We approve the resolution.
Second.
All right, second by Vice Chairman Ramos. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you, Phil. Keep us updated on this, Phil and Steve.